The Bruce Ivins case has been of special interest to the people of Princeton, New Jersey. That's where some of the envelopes that contained the anthrax spores were mailed. Ever since then, Princeton residents were never quite sure if a killer continued to live in their midst. New Jersey Democratic Congressman Rush Holt represents that area, and he joins us by phone. Welcome to the program, Congressman.
Good to talk with you, Leanne.
You just heard Dina's interview with Charles Ivins. What's your reaction?
Well, that brings out the personal tragedy and anxiety that has been associated with this case from the beginning. Certainly, you know, in my district, post office workers were sickened. Probably hundreds were exposed to anthrax. The letters were mailed in the area, sorted in the area. So people have been on edge, really, from the beginning. But aside from the personal tragedy and anxiety, there are a lot of important, I think, policy questions about the particular case and about bioterrorism in general.
Are those questions that the people of central New Jersey have been asking, and have they had other reactions to the news of the past 2 weeks?
Well, people ask me whether I'm satisfied with the circumstantial evidence that the FBI's put forward, and I guess I'd say the test I'm applying is whether the hundreds, thousands of people in central New Jersey feel that they have enough closure on the case that they can be confident that there is not a murderer at large.
Well, you recently wrote an open letter to FBI Director Robert Mueller about the handling of the anthrax investigation, and you have called him before a panel that you chair. Why?
We will call him, and I've had a fairly lengthy conversation with him. I mean, certainly there are questions. I mean, he will quickly admit that this is a circumstantial case. You know, Ivan spent long hours in the lab, and the envelopes were sold in Maryland, and he had personal weaknesses and strange behavior, but no witnesses, no anthrax spores, no fingerprints or personal DNA. No one can place Ivan's in Princeton. And then there are questions for why the FBI allowed the public to believe that it was this other scientist, Hatfield, when they had moved off of that suspicion. So it short-circuited the American process. You know, no court cross-examination. The suspect can't rebut the case.
The FBI has closed the case, but what are you suggesting that can be learned from it to move the information forward?
Well, we have to ask, how do you guard against inside jobs? If you have to worry about people in the, you know, defensive bio labs, well, that's 14,000 people and hundreds of labs. We have to look at security clearances and psychological monitoring. In investigations, we have to look at who's in charge. When this broke, it wasn't clear whether it was the Capitol Police or the postal inspectors or the FBI. You have to ask how you communicate with the public. I think the FBI did not perform a good public service because they did not tamp down erroneous information that influenced fears that this was an international terrorist conspiracy. So those are all policy questions we need to look at.
Democratic Congressman Rush Holt represents the 12th District of New Jersey. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.